Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, and Linda's on assignment. Good morning, everybody. The 9th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Drinking your Red Bull?
Yeah.
Here I am. I mean, I'm sucking down a cup of coffee, high-octane coffee, so I think we'll be by the time, in about 15 minutes, we'll be floating through the air here. We got any special day today?
Not really. It's National Moldy Cheese Day.
Moldy cheese?
Yeah.
Did you say moldy cheese?
Yes.
Why would there be a day for moldy cheese?
I don't know. It says, let's see.
Let's turn everybody on here, buddy.
Well, it's edible mold, I guess, because it's
edible
it's
mold?
Cheese. Cheese gets moldy.
Okay.
I don't know. See, it's good for you.
I'm gagging. Hey, today a 40% chance of showers, mostly, mainly before 11 a.m., and a high of about 68 and a low of about 55 tonight. Showers likely tomorrow and tomorrow night. And the Saturday, still chances of showers. Sunday, however, starts getting sunny with a high near 72. And Columbus Day, showers likely, mainly after 11 a.m., and it's going to be the highest it's going to get, according to the Weather Service here, is 59 on Monday. Low around 48. Tuesday, a chance to shower. Well, you know what? It's, except for Sunday, it looks like we could have showers through next Wednesday, at least a chance of showers through next Wednesday. So that means Sunday, if you've got anything outside you want to do, it might be the time to do it. The rest of the time, start planning on things inside. Fall has come, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, gives outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and just really good people down there. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with one safe place, Elizabeth Schroeder, and one of the star dancers, Eva Jimenez. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Last night we had a little get together for everybody that's associated with One Safe Place in the dance, and it was good. It was the first time y'all have done that.
Yeah, we had our cast get together. Cast, I wouldn't say cast party, but
mixer.
Mixer.
It's a mixer.
Yeah, and it was really, really wonderful. We got the stars together a couple months ago, and with just the stars and the dancers. And this time we brought everybody in, and that was really, really fun. Yeah. You were there.
Well, you know, the thing about it is you've got a timeline, and that really helps when everybody, you know, you're not getting it piecemeal. So everybody can look at it and say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I notice you've only got like 45 minutes for me for makeup. It could be.
I think they can handle it.
I don't know. It could be. And then another 15, 20 minutes for hair.
That might be cutting it close. I don't know.
I'm getting a haircut this week. I should be okay. All right. Eva, you have been kicking butt out there.
And taking names.
Getting ready for this.
Yes.
But part of what happens is all the dancers raise funds, and they come up with all these really cool ways. And you are doing something that I don't think has ever been done before.
Yeah, it's been just kind of an idea. I thought, how do I engage businesses not only to donate, but also create awareness and have a little fun as it relates to dancing. So I committed to any business that donates more than $500 to come to their place of business and dance with them or their staff, and they get to pick the song, and we have a lot of fun, and I bring a videographer out there, and we do a short little 30-second to 1-minute video, and we do a social media plug, and it's been a lot of fun working with everyone who's been so generous and just having a good time, again, creating awareness but also having a little bit of fun with it.
Now, for this, once a place is not something, is just one of the things that's near and dear to your heart, and this is National Breast Cancer Awareness
Month. Yes, a double a special month for me. Mm-hmm. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well, and then also, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness. And I am a survivor going on 8 years, and can't, you know, advocate. I mean, I want to advocate every time I have a platform to say, you know, early detection does save lives. It saved mine. Get your mammograms. Know your breasts, to all the women and men now out there. And again, it's a journey, but you should definitely know yourself, know your body. And I just want to say one thing. You know, the mammogram missed mine, so it's not always 100% accurate. But I knew my breasts well enough to know something was off. Mm-hmm. And so I always say, go with your gut. You know, be your biggest advocate and insist on getting further studies, and I did, and thank goodness, and it was cancer. So just, again, always take this time, this month, to talk about it.
And men, you don't realize men, there are
more.
Men can get breast cancer.
Yes.
It's rare. It is rare, but you can get breast cancer too. And
yes,
I actually know somebody, you know, of all the, you know, when we first started talking about this 15 years ago, mm-hmm. actually since then, during this time frame, know a guy that had it. And so, I mean, it's extremely rare, but it happens. So it's.
Yeah, I think the percentages are definitely growing for men even today.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to see what that would be. But going back to Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I think there's actually a tie-in, interestingly, because when I don't want to speak for you, Eva, but you said something to me about how when, you know, you got through your breast cancer journey, that you were, this was kind of a second chance of life, and so you were going to say yes to things and really put yourself out there. And is that how you would put it?
Yes, exactly. It was like I was given a second chance at life. It was interesting, and I said, this is it. This is, again, continue to make an impact and leave my mark whenever I can. So when you asked me to be part of Dancing with the Shasta Stars, I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah. And she has. I mean, she has made an impact. She has made a difference. She's out there putting herself on the line. It's so fun to see. And yeah.
Eva makes an impact everywhere she goes. You know, I had a friend of mine who had lunch. He and I are really tight. And he shows me 122,000 on his calculator or his, you know, his phone. What's that? He said, that's probably how many hours left I have to live.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, no. Now, there's a point to this.
Okay.
He says, I'm going to do things that I want to do. And I want to do things that's going to make a difference. And I'm going to stop doing things I don't want to do. He says, I've only got 122,000. Now, you think that's a lot of hours. And it doesn't count sleeping.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when he sleeps. So, you know, it's that kind of thing, is that the second chance. And said, I'm just not going to just waste my time here. I'm going to make a difference.
Right.
And all those people that are dancing, I mean, we laugh about it and joke, and everybody has a wonderful time there. But every one of them is really putting an effort out.
They are. They're doing an amazing job. Eva is just one of our amazing six celebrities, local celebrities. And every single one of them has really stepped out of that comfort zone and has worked with us to spread awareness, to bring, you know, to advocate for the programs, talk about the programs that each one of them is spotlighting, and to raise funds for One Safe Place, which has just been, you know, we're so incredibly proud of this cast. They've done such an incredible job. And I think that one of the things that I've heard, too, is the number of times we've gotten to be on media. So Carl and Linda, it's a big thanks to you. I think we've had every single star on the show talking about the program that they're spotlighting. And so all of that just brings awareness, and we're hoping that when somebody needs us, when somebody needs once a place that they know someone who heard about it because of Dancing with the Shasta Stars or because of all the, you know, the conversation we're having around services offered and what victims really, you know, the resources that they need.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break, and then, Eva, you can come back and talk about the that branch of One Safe Place that you are
Excellent.
Dancing for.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready for Grange After Hours presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win drawing. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Eva's over there dancing to...
Warming up.
Yeah, warming up. Dancing to that song from Night at the Roxbury. One of the... how it never got nominated for an Academy Award, I'll never know. So, and if you've ever seen it, you'll probably know why it was never nominated for an Academy Award. 7:19 in the morning, I'm here with Eva Jimenez, who is Dancing with the Stars, and Elizabeth Schroeder, who is putting the whole thing on. You know, Elizabeth is, you know, first time I met Elizabeth, you know, several months, well, not first time, but several months ago, you were really fired up about it, and here it is several months later, you're still fired up.
I really am. I mean, that's how could you not be? It's such a fun event. People, I hear from the community all the time, they love getting dressed up, coming out to the Cascade Theater, watching these, you know, local people. All of a sudden, they're up doing, you know, tricks and spins and lifts and all these things. And it's so, so fun, and it's bringing awareness to one safe place. So
there you go.
Now,
Eva, you're dancing for a specific area. All the dancers have got a specific area. What's yours?
Ours is transitional housing, which, again, very few folks, I think, are even aware of the fact that One Safe Place offers transitional housing, meaning once you leave the shelter, there's an opportunity to create a bridge into an apartment. And it allows these families to learn those life skills, to be independent of, you know, the partner that they left, and to create a life for themselves and their children. Most of them have kids, and it's just a wonderful service to know that, you know, there's more than just the shelter if you need that additional help to move on to an apartment.
Yeah, because sometimes this is a months-long process.
Yeah, I mean, the healing process, the people getting back on their feet, they've just come out of, you know, significant crisis, and they've been victims in, you know, in ways that we don't always understand. And so trying to help them get all their paperwork and make sure that they have financial support, whether that is, you know, they're filling out job applications and finding employment for the first time. There's, you know, oftentimes in these kind of domestic violence situations, there's a lot of different types of control. So it might be financial control, financial abuse, emotional abuse, domestic abuse. So you're seeing a lot of different things that impact a person. And so to get them back on that path might take longer than 45 days. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're seeing we had Nation's Finest just opened up another house and can take four veterans that are on the streets and get them into that transition. And it's not an overnight thing.
No.
So you're dancing for that, and so you can expand your housing reach, your transitional housing reach.
Yeah, I mean, we just added additional transitional housing units, so we are up to 15 now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, 2.5 years ago, we had one.
So 15, and so people are thinking, well, you get 45 days, and now there's 15 houses, but you probably need double that.
Well, you know, I think we are,
or not.
We're probably going to stay at 15 for a while. I mean, it is, we have a really good program there, and what we've built is case management and support through the team that supports those living in transitional housing. So they're getting, you know, they have groups together. They have a lot of different resources that are available to them. And so our plan, our hope, is to get really those individuals who are in our transitional housing program into a brighter, more self-sustaining future. And then it's because transitional housing is just one of our programs, I don't know that we're looking to grow that a lot more. It's just constant support, because none of the services that One Safe Place offers are of any cost to the people that we serve. And so those are, you know, obviously those are a lot of expensive services. So to not have somebody paying rent and things like that. So we're always looking for community support and writing grants and things like that to ensure that those programs continue.
Okay. So there you are.
There we
and
are.
And who's your partner?
9 days away. Hagen is my partner, Hagen LeBach. And
is he the big guy?
Yeah, he's tall. He's the tall guy.
Oh, no, he wasn't there last night, right?
No, he's sick right now. He better be sleeping
in.
You tell him you better, drink some orange juice and put your dancing shoes on, buddy.
Yeah, he's got 9 days.
You can sleep after it's over. Yeah, we got, 9 days now?
9 days.
Now, there's not a lot of tickets left.
Yeah, I heard yesterday, I think we have around 150 left.
Okay.
And that we know that Reading is very last minute, so I'm sure that those are getting snatched up as we speak.
Well, I can say that this year people are buying tickets.
Yeah.
And the 127, whatever, over 100 tickets left is not a lot of tickets at Cascade. So how do people get tickets?
So you can go to ospshasta.org. And on the top bar, you'll see events and click on Dancing with the Stars. And there's a button there to go buy tickets at the Cascade Theater. Or you can just go directly to the Cascade Theater website, box office. They'll take care of you. They're an amazing partner.
Now, not only are you going to see Eva and the rest of these pros out there dancing.
Yes.
You're going to get one more shot at Carl and Linda.
That's so right.
We're gonna do a number two. Now, we're not being judged. Except by you, the public. So feel free to cheer.
And that's something we're so excited about. I know we talked about it when we were chatting yesterday, but Carl and Linda are our very first king and queen of Shasta County for Dancing with the Shasta Stars, and we are so excited. We're so excited.
Well, it's kind of like, how did we get into this again? And it's such a great cause, you know, that we put ourselves in the station behind so many great causes. I don't know how many thousand hours, thousands of hours we put into, you know, advertising and supporting our community because it's such a great community. And our community then reaches back out to help organizations like One Safe Place and all these other organizations that are doing such great work. But Dancing with the Stars is different. You're putting yourself out there, and it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes getting past the fact that I'm going to do something that is so far outside my comfort zone. Maybe not for you, Eva.
No, it is.
Because you're such an outgoing person. But to go out there in front of people doing something that's for people you don't know, that you'll never know. And, you know, so I think I always applaud our dancers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always.
I mean, I think everybody deserves a round of applause and a standing ovation, you know, because.
And they'll get it. Okay. All right. So, it's going to be October 18th.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. Have you got another event coming up, Eva?
Yeah, I have the Shield fundraiser the weekend after as well. Put a plug in for that for our nonprofit for public safety training. So that's October 25th at the Rancheria.
Okay. And Elizabeth, final thoughts here?
You know what? We're just excited for the community to see what our stars have been up to and to get a little bit more of an insight into the programs of One Safe Place, which we'll do that night as well. So come on out. Get your tickets now.
Exciting.
And it's going to be spectacular, and people bring signs, they bring confetti, they bring all types of stuff out there. Oh no, I mean,
just wait.
Oh no, it's big.
I don't think you understand. I wake up at 2 a.m. right now in a panic, like, you know, what's going to go wrong? Nothing's going to go wrong, but you know,
nothing's going to go wrong. Here's the one thing, if I could tell anybody, it's like Dancing with the Stars when it starts. When you walk out there, it's the train's left the station, and don't stop, no matter what. I don't care if you're going in different directions. Don't stop.
Exactly.
And then try to end when the music ends. But if you don't, that's okay, too.
Just throw in some jazz hands.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
Some jazz hands. You know, wave at people. And, you know, everybody's going to be cheering.
Exactly.
They are. Okay.
Good
thank
advice.
You so much.
Thank
Eva,
you.
Thank you
Thanks
so much for participating in this. And Elizabeth, you're kind of the one that's trying to coordinate all this. It's going to be great, and it's only, 9 days away?
9 days.
It's only 9 days away.
That's right.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break here, and Troy Payne from our Shasta County Veteran Service Office is going to come on. There's another event going on, but I also want to talk to him about the possibility of none of the military being paid on the 15th and what kind of impact that could have on Shasta County. We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Write that down, who that is. Who's that? Who's that?
Aaron Tipping. Okay. You got to stand for something.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think I've got that one. Hey, think about purchasing an electric vehicle. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about that. And I'm going to have the head of REU in here next week talk about electricity and stuff like that. But I've got Troy Payne with me, he's a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and of course our Shasta County Veteran Service offices are going to be moving here in a few months.
Yeah, we're looking at probably late spring.
Bring that up just a little bit. I pushed it down, not that much. Okay.
Probably late spring, Carl.
Yeah, our microphones have minds of their own sometimes. There you go. Yeah, they go up and down, and they don't go sideways, though. I mean, they can. I mean, if you push them, but just up and down, they do it on their own. I'm sorry.
We're looking at late spring, 26.
Oh, we still
got a few
time.
Months out.
We got a few months out.
They did finish the roofing project on the new building, and they're going to be moving to a bunch of interior remodels over the winter.
Uh-huh. Okay, one of the things we want to talk about is I'm going to hit Veterans Resource Fair, and then we're going to talk about a couple other things. But
sure.
Veterans Resource Fair is coming up October 16th.
Yes, we are extremely excited about that.
Tell everybody what that is.
So the annual stand down was canceled this year due to some setbacks. And we got together with a couple of our regular partners, Nation's Finest, United Way, Our Heroes Dreams, and the Shasta County Health and Human Services Office. And we all sat down together and we said, okay, there's not going to be a stand down this year, but we need to do something for our veterans. There has to be some place to get all the resources in one location to give the veterans an opportunity to come down and check out what resources are available. So we set to task and got it done. We've got nearly 70 vendors that are going to be there at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in the Lassen Hall.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have a plethora of vendors. Everything from the Health and Human Services agencies to a ton of nonprofits. We've got a barber coming down that has offered to donate haircuts all day long that day.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the IOT's massage therapy classes coming down. They're going to do massages.
Massage and therapy then, class?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to have multiple massage.
Oh, yeah.
Massage therapists there.
Yeah.
When's the last time I've wondered a homeless person or a person, you know, not homeless per se, because a lot of these people are not homeless.
No.
They just, you know, they're just things that they need help with.
Absolutely.
When was the last time they had a massage? Besides rolling down the hill or something.
I'm not in that situation. I don't remember the last time I had one.
Yeah, well, that's true. Me either. Usually it has something to do with Linda getting a side-by-side massage someplace.
There you go.
And anyway. Now, who are the attendees going to be for this, Troy?
So there's a list of 70. Are you talking about the...
No, I'm talking about the ones that are afforded this help, this assistance, so, because I know on the stand downs, which I've been part of for a long time, that they come from all over because of, you have buses picking them up and everything, bringing them down, and they would spend a couple nights there down at the fairgrounds.
Correct.
But what, you know, it's not just homeless veterans.
No, this is going to be all veterans and families.
Right. So this is a little bit different thing this year.
This is a resource fair for all veterans, which is different than our annual homeless veteran stand down.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to get the word out to all Shasta County veterans, regardless of your economic situation, just to show them what services are available here. I mean, this community is amazing at supporting their veterans.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of programs that go unnoticed or just unadvertised.
Right.
So we're trying to get everybody in one location.
And I've noticed that. You know, we'll have different groups on. And, you know, a couple of times there have been groups I've never heard of that are doing good work.
Absolutely.
But they're below your sight line there. And I'm thinking, well, does anybody know? Oh, no, we want more people to come. Well, they don't know about you.
Correct.
And so that's one of the reasons the station is here, is to open it up for things like this. But this is a way for all veterans. And if you may be looking for some assistance, or you may just want to find out that there's things that happen that you as a veteran are open to, that are out there that you may never have known about.
Well, and there's a lot of agencies that have big names, but nobody knows all of their programs. And a lot of them have veteran-centric programs. And this is an opportunity for our community veterans to go down there, talk to all of these folks, and find out exactly what programs are out there. And it doesn't have to be low-income or homeless programs. There's a lot of different amenities here in Shasta County that veterans can take advantage of that they may not have known even existed.
Well, I'm going to give you a time to think about this, unless you can pull it off the top of your head, but what are some of the things? And, you know, that's kind of a specific question. So if you need, you know, think about that a little bit, we can circle back. Because I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm a veteran and I'm been in touch with so many things around here, but I bet there are, I know there are programs out there that I don't know about,
absolutely,
that have been very helpful, that I could talk about,
yeah,
on the show.
Yeah. No.
And that's one of the reasons I'm going down October 16th down to the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Lassen Hall. I want to see what these programs are too, and it, you know, I can bring in some of the agencies or things that I didn't, you know, I kind of knew a little bit about, but didn't know a lot about.
Correct.
To help our veterans and their families. And that's the other thing, their families.
Yes. Yes. This is going to be a family-friendly event. It's a one-day event versus the three-day event that normally is stand down. And it's going to cover a lot of areas. It's going to cover all the ground.
So plan on coming for at least a couple hours.
At least.
When you're coming through there. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of takeaways.
Yes.
You're going to have little bags.
Oh, yeah.
Carry stuff in.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing about the stand down, which I so much appreciate for what they did with people, because they had people that started there as a hand up, not a hand out.
Correct.
Come back years later to help, because this is what got them into the right program where they then became a functioning, able part of society.
Correct.
And so, and so it's interesting that way. But I will tell you, the thing that I'm going to miss this year is the SOS.
Yeah.
That the Enterprise High School
absolutely
team puts together in the morning.
Cooking classes.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh, their SOS was just wow. Okay. In fact, hey, Kanaya, what's your recipe for that? And except you end up, you know, having to serve 50 people or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Troy Payne from Shasta County Veterans Service talking about the Veterans Resource Fair, but there's other things we need to talk about, Troy. There's a possibility that our military, our Border Patrol, TSA, are not going to be paid next week.
Right.
Impact on Shasta County. Yeah, I mean, because most of it's not like we've got an Army base here or a Marine base, but we have a lot of veterans here. But
correct.
That's not going to – is it going to affect veterans?
Veterans benefits is not going to be affected during the shutdown.
Okay.
So our veterans are secure. VA has limited things that are being locked down throughout this period of time.
The clinics are open.
Clinics right? are open for those veterans that have active disability claims out, the disability regional offices, the claims processing side of that is going to keep running as normal.
Okay.
The call centers are up, and I know that personally because I've called them a few times now. So if people have questions about their claim and they need to call the VA call center, the call
okay,
center.
Okay, so the VA, the medical side on it's open.
Medical side is fully open.
Okay. And by the way, just let me throw out a big attaboy to our VA clinic and then the specialty clinics. I, busted a tooth. Not busted, but anyway. I was seen by a dentist here. What a pleasant experience that was. I had no idea the dental area down there was one that big. And it was a walk-in. And they told me, just come on in. We'll get you in. And walked in and within 10 minutes, I was back there and had just absolutely fantastic care. And took care of the problem, everything. And then and being seen out at our clinic out there. We're fortunate, my friends and veterans, if you haven't signed up and gotten your name in out at the VA clinic, you need to do that. It may not be right now. It may be later. But the care you get out there is exceptional.
Yeah, it's such a huge benefit out there.
It
and
is.
And to jump on your shout-out to the clinic, individually, I'd like to – give a shout out to Mr. Aaron Wolf, who's the new site manager out there. He's been out there for a few months now.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I've dealt with him a few times now, and you talk about somebody who cares. He is extremely responsive to all of our questions from our office, and I've heard nothing but positive feedback from our veterans about the way that the clinic is operating.
Yeah. It is. I mean,
he has taken the bull by the horns down there.
They have a walk-in clinic at the VA clinic that when you go in there, you're seeing, and there's a sign that says, if you haven't been seen in 15 minutes,
yeah,
we need to know about it. And I think the longest I've ever waited, you know, I don't go in there very often, but so right. In my limited experience, it's been maybe 10 minutes at the most. And yeah. then you're seen by a doctor.
Correct.
You're not, and so, I mean, it's that type of attitude they have down there, too. I mean, it's a friendly, what can we do for you attitude.
Yeah.
And so we're blessed to have this clinic. And my friends, my veteran friends, please, if you don't think you rate it, well, go see Troy.
Yeah,
come see us. You're going to be surprised just what you have earned while you were on active duty.
Absolutely.
That's going to be available to you. We're going to take a quick break. You know what? It's not too late to go spend some time on Lake Shasta. That's right. Holiday Harbor is offering a special for the month of October, 15% off your rental. And if you mention Free Fire Radio, Carl or Linda, Buford, any of those, you get an additional 10% off on a houseboat rental. And it is just absolutely beautiful out there. The fishing is great. It's quiet. We just had a wonderful time out there a couple weeks ago. And you just take the boat, find yourself a nice cove, park it, and just, you know, we get on the roof at night and watch the stars. And it's just, you know, it's you can see the stars. The Milky Way, it was like it was right above us. And so, but Holiday Harbor, and what great people. The boats are clean. The people down there are extremely friendly. Kevin Kelly's got a super operation going on down there. Give him a call, 530-238-2383, or go to lakeshasta.com. It's not too late. It just got to the end of the month, and then that's it. All right. We'll be right back with Troy Payne, Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the radiology department. Did you know that Shasta Regional Medical Center, you don't have to wait. You know, a lot of times when you're trying to get MRIs or whatever, you know, they'll give you a date 2-3 weeks out, and then it takes another week to get the results back. No, not at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You can get in there, you can get in quick, and you get within 24, 48 at the latest, you'll get those results back at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You have a physician referral. Give them a call at 530-229-2899 or just go to ShastaRegional.com. I think that's it. Anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Troy Payne, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we're talking about the Veterans Resource Fair. It's taking the place of the stand down, which has got an extremely large logistical footprint.
Absolutely.
You can't even begin to believe all the things they have to do when they start having to put people up at night and bring in food and cages for animals and all these things. And so they just ran out of people this year, essentially. And so the Veterans Resource Fair is kind of taking that place, but it's going to open up to even more veterans. This is for any veteran and their family that has it's going to have, how many vendors do you have there?
We're up to close to 70 now.
70 vendors there. It's going to talk about everything from disability claims, employment services, legal support, home loans, housing assistance, all those things.
So my office is going to be closed. The downtown Shasta Street office is going to be closed that day. Because all of my staff are going to be down at the fairgrounds. And we're going to be doing the same job that we do in the office at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
So they're coming down. They're ready to rock and roll. They're going to be doing the healthcare applications, disability claims, whatever's necessary, answering questions. But we want to make sure that those folks that haven't been to our office get a feel for what my office has to provide. So I'm bringing all of our staff, and we're going to set up a booth down there, and we're going to be rocking and rolling.
Well, you know, a lot of veterans, especially younger ones and older ones, but mainly younger ones, they don't avail themselves of the services that they've earned while on active duty.
Absolutely.
Or active reserves. And the thing is, well, I'm healthy, I feel great and all that. Okay, no, that's wonderful. But get yourself into the system.
Absolutely.
Because as time goes by, they find things out there, and let me just mention Agent Orange, that continues. It's the horrible gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. Started in Vietnam, and it keeps on giving. The water at Camp Lejeune turns out that my beloved Marine Corps, turns out the water there was tainted, and it's not just for the people. If you were there, if you were there over 30 days, you need to get tested because it's not just the people that were drinking the water. Now it's into their downlines,
yes,
from what I understand. And see, these are things that you probably wouldn't even know about.
Right.
Maybe you were exposed to, the nuke Not nuclear bombs. I'm talking depleted uranium.
Yeah.
Depleted uranium. I mean, we were all exposed to that.
Well, Afghanistan. I have a veteran that was up at K2.
Okay.
And they were building their site, and there was yellow cake uranium as the dozers were coming through to level the ground to build their site up there. And they were setting up hooches right on top of it.
Not knowing. And, you know, burn pits, which, you know, we always thought when you burnt things, it was you're burning the 50-gallon drums of human waste. So you burn those. But that's not what they're talking about.
No.
It's about all these other burn pits where plastics and all types of materials were in it that people were exposed to, and it's causing problems. So, see, there are so many things out there that when you're in the military, and it doesn't mean you're in combat.
Correct.
It means that you served. You see people all the time that were never in combat.
Oh, every day.
Because when you get down to it, most of the people are not in combat.
That's correct.
But you get yourself exposed to things. You get injured. It could be something. I have a friend that was spraying weeds in Okinawa. And it turns out the stuff they were using was Agent Orange.
Yep.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you get down, you see Troy or any of his great crew.
Yeah.
And at least get yourself signed up.
Absolutely. Just bring your DD-214 down and have a conversation with one of our representatives. And believe me, you will find out things that you may not have known.
Now, I want to rail against this, or I want to, this bill that's out there in the Assembly or the Senate here in California.
The one that went back to the Rules Committee. Senate Bill 694.
Went back to the Rules Committee.
Yes.
What this is you go to see Troy, you go see American Legion, you go see others to help you with your claim. And I would, nothing against American Legion, anybody, but I would say go to Troy, because this is what they do all the time. Everything is free for the veteran. You go to some of these agencies, they will take a percentage forever out of your disability.
Potentially, yes. They're definitely going to charge you to file that claim.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, you don't have to do that. But so now they're trying to say, hey, look, if they're going to do this, at least have them accredited by the VA, and they're spending millions of dollars to see that they don't be accredited by the VA. And so you ask yourself the question, why?
Yeah.
Why? So,
well, I just read an article, Carl. There's a lawsuit that was just started over in North Carolina against one of these great big for-profit claims assistance agencies.
Yeah.
And they had a whistleblower that used to work for them, and now there is a fraud lawsuit going on in North Carolina.
Well, I hope that one goes through. And if they're guilty, I hope they're found guilty. And we can, because there are other states out there that pass this.
Absolutely.
That says, look, if you're going to help the veterans, at least be accredited to do it.
Yeah.
And don't take their money.
Right.
Or this percentage, because some of them, I mean, they'll take a big percentage for doing it. And then, I mean, when the veterans do not have to have that happen.
Yeah, and if you already have done that, make sure you read the fine print. I have a veteran that did a claim with one of these agencies. Once that claim was done, they broke away from that agency, went to their county VSO. County VSO followed subsequent claims.
Yeah.
And this company took a percentage of that because the veteran did not know there was a forever clause
in that
contract.
Oh, I'm in a forever clause with a local business here. I didn't realize that it just rolls over. And if you stop using that service, you still owe money every month. And I went, are you kidding me?
It's like a timeshare.
This is forever? Yes, it's forever. Okay, what if I just pay you what I owe you and you just waive the $60 late fees? Oh, no, we can't do that. So now that battle has just started. But anyway, okay. Veterans Resource Fair, October the 16th at the Lassen Hall at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. Starts at 8 a.m. Going to be about 70 vendors there for all veterans. And their families. Family friendly. Going to be a lot of stuff you take away from there, a lot of handouts and stuff that's going to be able to help our veterans. And you don't have to be homeless. You don't have to be destitute. This is for things that, you know, gosh, I didn't, these are for, services that are available to veterans.
That's correct. And we want to make sure that everybody understands that this one is not just for those veterans that are struggling with housing or lack of.
Yeah.
This is for everybody. This is a chance for all of our local veterans to come down and find out exactly what's available and communicate with these agencies face-to-face.
Yeah. Well, I won't be reminding everybody about this until the 18th, and I'm going down the 18th because I want to see. I want to see some of the organizations probably I don't know about that I can we can bring here onto the show.
There you go.
And you can help the veterans. Troy, thank you so much for what everything you do for our veterans and our community. I'm very sincere about that. You and your team. You're doing great work.
I appreciate that, Carl, and it's always a pleasure to be here. I look forward to coming back.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and when we come back, we have Simpson University.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Blessed are the peacemakers. President Trump quoting the Sermon on the Mount as he announces Israeli and Hamas acceptance of the first phase of his Gaza peace plan. It implements a ceasefire and calls for the release of all hostages living and dead by Monday. The president took a phone call from a group of hostage families in Israel.
You did it!
You did it! Thank you! Thank you!
This is amazing. Mr. President, we believe in you. We know you've done so much for us over the past, since you became a president, and even before that. And we trust you fulfill the mission until every hostage, every 48 of the hostages are home. Thank you so much. Blessed be the peacemakers.
God bless you, Mr. President. God bless America.
Israel's president and prime minister say that Mr. Trump deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. As for where things go from here, the BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
There are some important meetings that have to take place in Israel. You have to have a security cabinet meeting and then a full government session, which will be to authorize the release of Palestinian prisoners, which will be in exchange for the Israeli hostages. For a 24-hour period, there will be the Israeli forces withdrawing within Gaza to lines that have been agreed on with Hamas. That will leave Israel in control of just over half of the Palestinian territory.
The president hopes to visit the Middle East starting on Sunday or Monday. No end in sight to the government shutdown. It's now in its ninth day. Priscilla has lost hurricane strength, turning off Mexico's western Pacific coast, moving in on the Baja California Peninsula. Tropical storm Jerry has strengthened in the Atlantic, its sights set on the northern Leeward Islands. Wall Street, the Dow down, 158. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
President Trump's bid for the Nobel Peace Prize has drawn added attention to the annual guessing game over who its next recipient will be. Longtime Nobel watchers say Mr. Trump's prospects remain remote despite a series of high-profile nominations and some notable foreign policy achievements, including the Gaza Peace Plan. The president has been nominated several times by people within the U.S. as well as politicians abroad since 2018, but it's not clear whether his name was formally put forward for the 2025 cycle. Greenland's prime minister thanking the European Union for being a trusted friend, and the PM is urging investment in Greenland's resources. Speaking to the European Parliament, Prime Minister Nielsen highlighted the challenges of climate change and emphasized the need for partnerships with like-minded countries.
He did not mention President Trump's talk of annexing the Arctic island. News and analysis at townhall.com. A viral TikTok trend called The Great Lock-In is helping people achieve their wellness goals.
The Great Lock-In encourages participants to focus on their life goals from September 1st through the end of the year. That trend could be applied to various goals, including exercise, healthier eating, or even financial objectives. Some participants are using it to build savings and improve personal habits. There are no set rules, but experts suggest reviewing finances, setting attainable goals, and finding community support to help them succeed. Bob Agner reporting.
Most members of the Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Setting Committee support further reductions in the Fed's key interest rate this year. That's according to newly released minutes from last month's meeting of the Fed policymakers. President Trump has repeatedly been urging the central bank to cut rates in order to give the U.S. economy a shot in the arm. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on assignment this morning, the 9th of October, 8:05 in the morning, in the news, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm, and I don't want to hear moldy cheese again.
Well, that was the only good day.
That was the only good day.
Well, I mean, okay, I'll give you the other one.
How about this? How about Q-tip, National Q-tip Day?
There we go.
We'll just make it National Q-tip Day.
Pro-Life Cupcake Day.
Pro-Life Cupcake Day. Okay. All right. Cool. If you're expecting to have the sunshine on you this week, next week, not so fast. Got a chance of showers today with a high about 68. Tonight, bigger chance of showers and a low around 55. Friday, showers. Saturday, 50% chance of showers and high near 69. And Saturday night, it's starting to clear off, low around 47. 47 degrees out there. Sunday. Sunday's going to be sunny. And high near 72, and then Columbus Day, Tuesday and Wednesday, chances of showers. So highs near 59, lows in the 40s. So fall is here. I would imagine it's time to turn off the sprinklers. Especially with the temperatures going down like this. But it's fall. And how many times during the summer and during other times did we say, gosh, I wish it'd rain. I wish it'd get cooler. Well, here it is. We got our wish. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally-owned, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Been in the business 30 years. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Provides outstanding service. Won awards for hiring veterans. I mean, the Kenny family are just really good people that take care of their customers. And now it's that time of the year, and that propane, you're going to be needing it. Why not go to a local business that provides great service and great people? 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with another favorite part. This has been a good day. We had Dancing with the Stars. Then we had the Shasta County Veterans Service Office in Troy Payne. And now we've got Redding's hometown university, Simpson University, and Jerry Grimshaw, who's Dean of Enrollment and Marketing and was one of the football coaches, but it was too hard on him. He was reported several times for making people do 1,000 push-ups. No, I'm just kidding, all that. Jerry, good morning.
Morning, Carl.
nice way to come in.
Appreciate that.
Okay, now, one of the coaches.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you were doing other things too, right?
Well, one of the major parts, of course, of coaching at the collegiate level is recruiting.
Right.
We've got to bring an awful lot of athletes in. And so I was heavily involved with that, with bringing a lot of athletes on campus. And then Last year, around this time, I was selected to be the Dean of Enrollment and Marketing. I had previously served as Enrollment Manager at another university.
Uh-huh.
And so Dr. Hall and university gave me this opportunity to come on board and have a positive influence on the enrollment for the entire university.
Uh-huh.
And jumped on that. So I guess I started actually at the end of the football season when I actually started the job. So I've been doing it about 10 months. Every day is an exciting day. Every day is a challenging day in recruiting and enrolling students at a university. But things are going really, really well, Carl.
Well, good. You know, the thing about it is, and you've been around there now since January, is that so many colleges, small colleges, universities are literally shutting down. And Simpson University has grown over 10% each year, right? Yeah.
Over since Dr. Hall got to the university in 2018, we're up 37% in our total enrollment, which, again, you're right. It's in the face of a declining enrollment for so many universities.
Yeah.
I mean, his vision, the actions that he's taken, the very, very aggressive actions have paid off. And we are experiencing phenomenal growth. Our incoming class this fall that just started in August was 23% bigger than last year's, which was a large class.
Wow. So 23%
in 1 year growth. Yeah.
I didn't know it was that big. I didn't want to say. I knew it was big.
Yeah.
But 23%. Yeah. What are you doing? What are you offering out there?
Well,
Jerry,
one of the things that really helps us.
What are you offering, Jerry, to come to Simpson University, huh?
Well, a lot of that growth is local. A lot of the growth is, you remember we announced the North State Promise for both transfers from community colleges as well as incoming freshmen. 50% discount off of our tuition price because, as we always say, we are Shasta County's hometown university.
Yeah.
And that has really helped us with a lot of local enrollment. Our nursing program, we were approved by the state almost to double the size of that nursing.
And the thing about it is, I'm sorry to break in this, but Simpson has got one of the best nursing programs in the state, which means the nation.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're in the top five. So, and there's a continuing shortage of nurses. So, I mean, you double the size of your cohorts coming in there. You've got brand new equipment. And that, I mean, new, I don't even know what to call them. They're new robots of some kind that, I wish everybody could go through there into that lab and see these figures, these human-like figures that the nurses are working on that can, through a computer, can display any weird thing that could happen to a human body.
And it's probably a lot better to practice on those
lifelike
mannequins than real patients.
There we go, lifelike mannequins. I mean,
they're amazing.
They give birth.
They do everything.
They do it all.
And so we now are going to graduate 90 nurses every year. That's helped increase enrollment tremendously. That's obviously very, very popular.
Uh-huh.
In fact, this fall of our incoming freshman class, incoming transfer class, we had, again, a record number of pre-nursing majors. So it's a very, very popular program. Of course, our sports programs are also growing. From adding flag football, the fastest growing sport in America, women's flag football, we're starting that.
I tried to explain this to people. When I say it's going to be an Olympic sport.
Yes.
And I said, and I talk about it, people haven't heard of it. I said, it's really huge down in Southern California, women's flag football. And now Simpson is going to be the only university or one of the very, very few. The only one in Northern California that's going to actually have a women's flag football team. You know,
we're ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah.
It is big, even probably Sacramento South. It's big. The high school sections up here haven't quite got on. They will be because, I mean, it's a tsunami. I mean, it's just amazing the growth in a very, very short period of time, the growth of the program is just exploding. And a huge amount of interest in flag football, keeping us very, very busy.
Olympic sport.
Olympic sport and an Olympic sport that's going to take place right in Southern California. And so that's even, you know, a little more centralized for us. And so it's that those kind of programs have helped us. And just, I really think our marketing department has done really an outstanding job. Carla, I know you work with them a lot, of getting the message out. We don't want to be the best kept secret in the North State. We want everyone to know what we have to offer, the degree programs, both undergraduate, adult, and graduate studies. We are a university. And with excellent academics, and we just really believe that we want to be an option for people, and I believe more and more people are looking at us. We're being, you know, as generous as we can with our scholarships, like the North State Promise, to try to attract the best and the brightest of the North State.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have to take a break here, but you know, having a university, and, well, I'm going to talk about this when we get back, and it concerns Charlie Kirk. Not Turning Point, mm-hmm. but just the Charlie Kirk phenomena that I think is impacting on a lot of millions of people, and how Simpson may be a recipient of some of that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers that will help you design your own jewelry, a super selection of jewelry, very fair prices, everything, estate jewelry, Native American, Old Pond, everything they've got down there at very fair prices. Go in and get your batteries changed. Linda just takes a bag of her play watches down there and comes back in 20 minutes, or no, what she usually does is she shops. She goes around, oh, this is nice. This is nice. I like this. Tell Carl about this. You know, those kind of things. And at Four Winds Jewelry, you know, they've been here for 30 years. It's locally owned, locally operated, and voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You won't be sorry. Go on in there. Check it out. And we'll be right back with Jerry Grimshaw and Simpson University.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card, or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest on Saturday, October 11th. Whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night
out. This Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, some big news today, of course, is it looks like Israel and Hamas have signed the peace plan. Now, I'm not holding my breath, but if it goes through, perhaps this is the start of an ending of death and destruction. Let's hope that's true. It's been a busy morning. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have more time to discuss that. But that's a huge thing, you know, for peace. And I hope that it happens. The other thing, too, is I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw. I like Jerry. You know, many minutes of football and now dean of enrollment and marketing. But part of football, you were the recruiter, which is what you're still doing, except on a bigger basis. Simpson is out there, if I can say, kicking butt. 27% increase in enrollment when you're seeing other smaller universities and colleges going under, especially Christian. And they're having some problems, but here our own hometown university, Simpson University, is growing. And there's reasons for that. And I have been so fortunate to be on the, I don't know what you call it, Citizens Advisory Board or whatever it's called, because we go through different name changes since the very first one. And I've been able to watch this over the years and to see the things that are being done out at Simpson. And I'm just unabashedly proud of the things that you all have accomplished and the way you've grown and what you all stand for and what you offer our community. So just let me just throw that out there.
Well, I appreciate that, Carl.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't say if it wasn't true, because trust me, about 10 years ago, I wasn't saying that. had nothing to do with No, it wasn't because of anything. It was because you needed somebody with vision. And Simpson at that point was having some problems with that. And then Norm Hall sat down, I say sat down like a tornado, and from day one has put the vision out there and has gathered people like yourself and the rest of his team to institute a great, first of all, the people around, but also expanding the opportunities for your students. So, okay, I'll get off my little soapbox.
But you make a great point, Carl, because leadership is so important. You can never overvalue it. It's just that important, and Dr. Hall has changed the entire trajectory of the university. And again, it's in the face of trends, national trends,
yeah,
of declining enrollment, of especially, as you said, I believe there have been, I think the number I last saw was 72 institutions like us that have gone out of business in the time that Dr. Hall has been at our university.
Wow.
And and we're going the other direction. We went full enrollment, counting adults, graduate and undergraduate. Went over 1,000 students this year, total enrollment, which
well,
is
that's a good number.
That's a good number. That's a good number. Very, very good number. It's a healthy number. It really is.
It is. And, you know, the thing about it is people know this is a Christian university.
Absolutely.
And it's, I think it's a safe environment that parents, when they see their kids are wanting to go there, are thinking, well, you know what? It's, you know, we're not in Sin City. We're out there, we're out on campus outside Redding, California. And it provides, you know, kids when they're away from home the first time, it provides a more stable atmosphere.
It does. I think that really appeals to parents. It's amazing. The research is showing us that parents are even more involved than historically in decision making for their students.
Mm-hmm.
And parents want a safe environment, physically safe, but they also are very comfortable with our values, very conservative values, and that hasn't gone out of vogue, as it were. And so I think that, again, I think people, what we have to offer meets a lot of people's wants, needs, and desires.
Well, like we were talking about, you know, there's a lot of Christians. There's a lot of Christians on campus that you wouldn't know it because they feel uncomfortable talking about their faith. I think that's, you know, I think that's changed, at least for right now, after what happened to that tragedy with Charlie Kirk. But you've always been like that at Simpson. And if you're not religious, it's okay, too. Nobody's beating you over the head and shoulders saying if you don't show up for church this week, we're going to, you know, dock your pay.
Yeah, what we basically are, and again, it was a philosophy that Dr. Hall brought in, was that we have open doors. Mm-hmm. Now we have standard of expectation for behavior.
Sure.
Certain ways, because again, yeah, we want it to be a safe environment. But we have people from every walk of life, every faith that you could possibly imagine. We have a significant number of international students that are on our campus. We brought in 13 international students this fall, which was, again, a great number for to come to Redding, California, you know. And so, you know.
You can swim in Whiskey Town.
Yeah. We open our doors, and we kind of put some guardrails up for the rest of our student body. But, you know, people fit in. People, again, it's the smaller class sizes. We have a robust student life department. We have activities going on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And there's never a lack of things to do on campus. And I think people just find that very, very comfortable, very, very inviting.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I've said it before, I don't know, you may have been here when I said it, when my granddaughter went off to college, and she went to New Mexico State. One of the things that really appealed to her, I mean, she had grades that she'd get in almost anywhere, was that she wanted the college experience, the university experience. She wanted football. She wanted to go see a basketball game. She wanted to, you know, have that experience along with getting her education. And now Simpson is offering all that and more. I mean, every year you expand out in your athletic endeavors, and I'm not stopping until we get the rodeo team. I'm doing research right now, and you were talking about how flag football, women's flag football, has just exploded. Breakaway roping was the same thing in the rodeos. It went from like 10 rodeos to 600 rodeos now. And so there are things out there, like in the athletic team. So why do you need a flag football team? Why do you need this? Because students want that. They want that as part, in my opinion, of their experience.
Well, it really, and one of the things that we're trying to do, we have intentionally tried to do, is make sure that we expand our offerings for the female athlete, that we want to make sure they have opportunities. And again, since this is a popular activity in high schools, well, it only logically makes sense something like flag football would be a good thing for us to attract students, but also to give the students, again, that full experience. I mean, there is nothing like going to a college football game. I had an athletic director once told me a college football game is not really a game. It's an event.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so many things have to take place from you know, veterans coming for the coin flip, as we were just...
Yeah, Troy Payne just here is going to be flipping the coin this Saturday. What time does that game start?
7 o'clock.
7 p.m. Okay, so he'll be out there flipping the coin
for So, I mean, and then, you know, from color guards to bands to cheerleaders, it's an experience that's just unlike anything else. And, again, not all... Christian universities can offer that or have offered that. And so, you know, we want to give someone that full university college experience, again, within the framework of our Christianity, within the framework of we are in the North State, with the values that are present here in the North State. And let's face it, you can go to a lot of college campuses, but there's not too many colleges you can go to where you can look up and see Mount Shasta looking back at you and the beauty of our region. It is very attractive. When we go to a lot of big conferences, if we have this light board that's 20 feet long, and it's just a picture of Mount Shasta, and there's a lake in the front, and people just are stopped and mesmerized by it, and because that's just the beauty of our region. And I think that also sells. I think that also appeals to people.
Oh, I think it does. I mean, it's if you want to ski, if you're a skier, you can ski. You want to go to the ocean on a regular basis, you can do that. If you want to, if you just like being out in nature, we've got it all here.
Absolutely.
We really do.
Absolutely.
I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw, Dean of Enrollment and Marketing over at Simpson University, and we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by one of your favorite places, Jerry, is Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway there. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 67. I found them in 2007 when I moved here and have never gone to another barbershop. It is just a great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And with everything that goes along with the barbershop, but especially great attitudes by the barbers there, Tim and Logan. You can make an appointment, like I do, by calling them at 530-244-9478. So it works on your schedule, in, out, or you can hang around, catch up on your reading there with Car and Track and National Geographic and others. But it's a great place. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Simpson University.
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates.
lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hey, welcome back. Here I am. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yes, the AM station is back. Mud daubers got into our system and blew fuses. How did the mud daubers get into the system is one thing I've always, you know, questioned. Because mud daubers get in and they build things. Anyway, they blew fuses. We got the fuses in. We're back on the air. So, what can I say? Welcome back to the show. My guest today is Jerry Grimshaw, who is the Dean of Enrollment and Marketing out at Simpson University. The enrollment's up like 27%, got over 1,000 students out there. The nursing program has doubled in its size, which is really good news because, you know, the shortage of nurses and the fact that Simpson's got one of the best nursing programs in the nation. They've started the flag, women's flag football, which is going to be an Olympic sport next year, I guess. Yes, next year. There's so many things going on out there, and you've got other things that y'all are doing too.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're really encouraging, obviously high school students or transfer students or just family members, we really encourage them to visit campus. We're putting up a brand new STEM building for engineering and business. That's nearing completion. You could take a tour of that building. It's going to house our Veterans Success Center. We're very, very involved, obviously, and we've got a large number of veterans on our campus, great veterans benefits programs. But, you know, some people maybe haven't been on campus in a number of years, and it does look different. We've got new buildings. We've got, like I said, all sorts of new programs. And so we would just really encourage people to come and see what we're all about. Even come to a chapel service. They're dynamic, not boring. Our students are engaged. And our teachers are top-notch. And, you know, it's just really, we are a, and I tell people this all the time, we are a real university.
In case you haven't recognized that fact, and the number of different courses you've opened up also, including a doctorate course.
We have. We're working on a Doctor of Psychology right now. That'll be our next one because we have a master's in clinical psychology that is very, very, very popular with us. It's full every year. But there's, again, as we mentioned, there's a need for nurses. Well, you know, mental health professionals are also in dire need.
Dire need of that because when you look around, you look at every time there's jobs, that the people are placing jobs, mental health has got to be 2, 3, 4 jobs always in different areas. And God knows that maybe the world needs that right now.
Well, and one of the things is a lot of the jobs – the new career fields are very, very good paying jobs. I mean, the kind of, I mean, we sometimes we do jobs for because of it's the love of our heart. Sometimes, you know, we do things for financial reasons, but, you know, nurses and mental health professionals and engineers, business administration, these are all degrees that can equip you to make a living, hopefully stay here in the North State and raise your family and contribute to the betterment of the entire region.
It's, you know, the thing about Simpson University is when you expand things like engineering, computer science and all that, it's in today's society, people are looking at the future. And one of the things that a good university does like Simpson is you're out projecting what it's going to look like 5-10 years from now. So where are the jobs going to be? So you opened up the computer technology one. I know you all are working on the AI side of that.
Certainly we are.
And, you know, where do you fit into AI? You know, those jobs that you are going to be able to get in basic, you know, with your degree are not going to be there. Mm-hmm. So how do you take advantage of AI to be, you know, have your students placed ready for them to step into that? So, I mean, it's one of the things you're looking at. But you've just gotten into a partnership with somebody.
Yeah, we are it's in the early stages. We are partnering with the Ronald Reagan Foundation and Library.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very exciting partnership. There's going to be scholarships for students to come to Simpson University. We're going to be providing interns that will give them an opportunity to work at the Ronald Reagan Foundation and Library down in Southern California. Leadership summit we want to have for high school students, you know, based upon Ronald Reagan's legacy, you know, of civil discourse, of his economic principles, peace mm-hmm. through strength, these different legacies that I think are timeless. And so this looks like it's going to be, and we're having meetings galore. I'm one of the co-chairs of the committee. But again, partnering with the foundation aligns with our values. Ronald Reagan was a born-again Christian, obviously a conservative, but he was, as he's known, as a great communicator. I just love that about him. I can't tell you how often I run across him telling a story. What a great storyteller. And he didn't have to be mean or malicious or but there was a time when we could actually talk about things.
Yeah.
So
stories how he and Tip O'Neill could be hammering tongs and then sit down and have a glass of bubbly afterwards or bourbon.
It was just a little different time. I think we could use a little bit, a whole bunch of that right now.
We could use that a lot. We could use a lot where there's something where people can look at each other and discuss something they're diametrically opposed on, and the feelings of evil and hatred don't come out.
We will be the first university that the Ronald Reagan Foundation partners with. We'll be a full partner with them. Now, that tells you something about how we're being perceived as a university. There's a lot of universities out there that a presidential foundation could partner with, but they want to partner with us, and since our values do align, and I think it also raises the profile of Simpson University.
So, what are some of the benefits of this? I mean, for being partnered up with the foundation, I mean, is your name appear more areas?
Our name will appear more. Some of the events that will take place. Like the Leadership Summit will be for basically, you know, the North State completely for high school and middle school students.
Okay.
So it's going to be on our campus. Well, of course, as enrollment and marketing, I love having students on the campus because they get to see who we are, what we are. And so a lot of it revolves around that. Also, a key component of the Ronald Reagan Foundation is speech and debate competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Again, teaching civil discourse, and, you know, so we're going to have a speech and debate competition again for high school and middle students. And so it's getting the legacy of Ronald Reagan out, but it's also getting the message of Simpson University as we bring these students. The Leadership Summit will be probably 125 to 150 students on our campus in the summer for 2 or 3 days. Well, obviously that helps us. And again, you know, raises the profile of the university beyond just the North State to other parts that we are, again, we're a serious university doing serious things.
in offering, like I always say, you're offering the full enchilada. That when you come to Simpson, it's international, it's national, of course, and then regional. But when you bring in these young people for this, you know, for the debates and everything, that it's also opening their minds too. And the idea of teaching civil discourse and civil debate is so important. I know they do it in high school, so, but still, how do you debate a very contentious subject without getting personal?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw, who is Dean of Enrollment and Marketing. We're talking about Simpson University, Redding's hometown university, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Yeah, I remembered. Hey, if you're planning on going to the United States Marine Corps' 250th birthday, 7 seats left out of 350.
Maybe
so
not,
if you want to go.
Maybe not the few. Maybe not the few.
We're the proud. If you do, go to Eventbrite for Redding, California on November 10th and see if there's any, if you want to go. Tickets are only $40, but it's a great event, and you're going to get a present that night from us that's one of a kind that once they're gone because it's the 250th birthday, and we have struck a commemorative coin that every one of the attendees will get. So, but we had seven. Our seating committee said seven. We only got seven left. So, Eventbrite, maybe you can sneak in there. Okay, Ben, I need you to go to my office and grab that green scheduler on there. Thanks. I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw, Dean of Enrollment and Marketing at Simpson University, Redding's own university. We're talking about such great things that are going on. That Ronald, y'all partnering up with the Ronald Reagan Foundation is big. And the different things you're doing. Okay, so what's next?
Well, one of the things we're really emphasizing this year is our degree completion program.
Okay.
I mean, let's face it, a lot of people, young, old, started a degree, but for whatever reasons, life got in the way, didn't finish it. And our degree completion program is designed for those individuals. It's adult studies, mostly online. Mm-hmm. Which means they can work it in their busy schedule with children and soccer games and baseball games, et cetera. We've got, we're starting a criminal justice major in our degree completion for our law enforcement individuals. And again, we know that for many of them in those fields, getting the bachelor's degree is the key to getting promoted, to getting raises, et cetera. And so that is going to start this January. And for most individuals, if they have some college, they can complete in as little as 12 to 18 months. And it's reasonably priced. It's cheaper than the traditional undergraduate. And so, you know, we have other degree programs, again, with business administration and social welfare, other programs. But the criminal justice one is starting in January with our first cohort for that. And we think it's going to be very, very popular. Again, as we look at helping out the mental health community we talked about or the nursing community. Well, we also want to be helping out the law enforcement community, the criminal justice community, which again is also very, very important to our, yeah, to the welfare of our
where
society.
They don't have to travel or right. Do those kind of things. You can do it right here in town.
Yeah. While working full time, obviously. And those are right. Very demanding jobs with very, very odd hours. And so an online program like this can be very beneficial for them.
Are you seeing, it seems like you see a lot of online programs, but it also calls for being in class at certain times too. It's one thing to do it, you know, online, which is a good way. You learn things, you can get tested, but being in there also though with the professor. Mm-hmm. Really helps.
Yeah, it even helps when we have orientation at the beginning of the semester. One of the issues with online is a sense of isolation. You're just you and your computer working on stuff. And, again, just to meet your professor face-to-face, to meet your fellow students who are going through this, who are sharing the same kind of, I guess, in some ways, misery loves a little bit of company because, it's difficult to go back to school. It's not easy. We understand that. And if you know the people that are going through with you, you put a face to the name on the screen, it makes a huge difference in when it gets tough or there's a deadline coming when you realize you're not in this alone. So even within the context of it being online, we still try to build community for the students just to help them get through the rough times, the challenges of balancing life and a job and family and getting an education. So we try to make that as easy as we possibly can.
Well, you know, and you're right. When you're trying to balance everything at one time, but you can carve out an hour a day. And maybe the kids are after, kids gone to bed, or maybe it's before you even go to work or, you know, when you get home. And then be able to finish that degree. I mean, it's never going to harm you.
Well, and you know, there's all sorts of studies, and I know there's, in some circles of our society, the value of a 4-year education has been diminished. But, you know, most studies will show you that the person with the bachelor's degree will make 50 to 60% more over their lifetime than a person who doesn't. Just the opportunities. It may not be at the entry level, but in advancement, in opportunities. And again, there is value in finishing something that you started, a sense of accomplishment, which I think can go a long ways for all of us, for whatever it might be.
Well, I was the first one in our family to get a degree, and my sister right behind me. The thing about a college degree is it tells me if I'm looking at somebody that they've put their, they had the tenacity to get through 4 years of college. And I know that a lot of people don't end up working in what their degree is, but what it does is it does open doors for you. And we're not denigrating at all the service industry or anything like that, or the trade industry. But it also, it can give you that advancement that you need.
There's value. And there's different paths for different people, and God bless them for whatever path they choose. We just, again, want to be here to meet the needs of Reading and the North State. And again, we don't need to have degrees in theoretical things. A lot of our degrees are very, very practical.
Yeah.
That you're going to use, again, to better not only yourself, but to better Reading and the North State.
There are theoretical degrees out there people will take that they will never work in that, because there's just no jobs for those, but people, that's fine. We talk about the cost of universities, and one of the things I've been impressed about, because I had several classes on this through our board, is the way that people can get through Simpson and not be on an arm and a leg at the end of it, through your scholarships, through the different grants, different scholarships that are out there.
We have we've purposely tried to minimize the increases, obviously, but as we know, inflation, things cost more. Feeding, as you can imagine, feeding the students in the cafeteria, especially when you add a football team, that goes up.
I understand the chicken tenders disappear right away.
Right away.
That's what I've heard.
You have to get there early. But, we're very conscious of the fact of, again, where we live.
Yeah.
And we have to make it not only a quality education, but we have to make it affordable. And that was the rationale behind the North State Promise of an opportunity to pay. I mean, if someone takes the North State Promise and they get a full Cal Grant or full Pell Grant, it only costs them about $4,000 to $5,000 a year to get an education, which is, that's
from
phenomenal.
A good university.
Those are the type of things we wanted to be very creative in. How can we make it affordable? How can we make it accessible? If you have this great product, but no one can get to it, it doesn't do anyone any good.
It might as well not exist.
I did a little search by zip code of our enrollment, and every year the local numbers go up.
That's great.
We're going to take people from Ethiopia or Nepal, which we have, okay?
Yeah.
But we really want to see 9600123. As much as possible, because again, we want to be a blessing to Reading, and we want, I think that, high tide raises all ships, as they say.
Yep.
And, we think that we provide a service to the local community, and we want to see the local community benefit from it. And so we want local students. Well, we want local businessmen to come back to school. We want people to pursue advanced degrees. And we say it all the time. We've said it 3 or 4 times this morning, hometown university. That's not just a catchphrase. It really isn't. It's really the heartbeat of what we're trying to do at Simpson.
Well, I think you're doing a good job at it. And I was impressed when they said, that you can get through school with this much, because all you hear about is students graduating with $150,000 worth of student debt. doctors and all of this. I mean, even more. So being able to get through school and people go, well, 4,000 a year. But 4,000 a year really is very manageable. And then at the end of this, 4,000 or 5,000 a year at the end of this, you have a college degree.
You have a college degree. And again, as I said, with so many of our majors, if you're in the nursing field or if you're in the mental health field, or even the, you have a chance to have a job that you can afford to service that smaller debt, but still service it and still live your life.
Sure.
And there's that balance. And we, you know, we've got to strike that balance. We've got to pay our bills. And we've got to, we've got to make it affordable. And I think that, I think we're doing a pretty good job of that.
I think y'all are too. And I think other universities, you know, the larger ones where people are paying 60 grand a year, they ought to start taking a look at this because this is going to end at some point and people, they're just going to be priced out, for the education. And especially now with all the, brouhaha about student loans. So,
well, I'm hoping they decide that after I retire.
you know, what we want is we want to double the size of Simpson.
Yes,
we have room out there. Okay, I've been here with Jerry Grimshaw, Dean of Enrollment and Marketing. Got lots of great information today. Really appreciate it. And thank you for everything Simpson does for our area out here. I mean, the show and shines are out there at Simpson University. We've got another home football game this Saturday at?
At 7 o'clock. At Foothill High School.
Foothill High School. Yeah, we will be broadcasting that show,
yep,
or that game, but nothing takes the place of going out there and watching it.
It'll be a fun time.
Simpson University's football. Tomorrow, we're going to have Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We're going to have some more Dancing with the Stars, and I think Haven Humane's going to roll in here tomorrow, too. We'll see. They're changing things up down there a little bit. So have a great day. It is going to look like we're going to get some rain today. Sunday will be looks like the only sunny day we're going to have this week. Have a good day, my friends, and God bless America.